I struggle with the passages that challenge me, that ask me to sacrifice, that ask me to think of others rather than myself. I practice selective hearing with my faith. Another reason why we oftentimes practice selective hearing in our faith journey is ease. I like the passages that promote skills that I already have. That's easy. I don't really like the passages that are asking me to step out of my comfort zone and do things that are kind of not so comfortable, like sharing and inviting. Here's the thing. Selective hearing in our faith journey keeps us from experiencing the fullness of God and taking in His love. Couple side notes about Terah. By the way, three major religions hold to Abram as their father: Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. You know what's interesting about all three? All three have writings about this man named Terah. All of them are extremely negative. Terah, in Genesis chapter 11, he's mentioned here for about five verses and he dies, and there really isn't any detail about him. He's only mentioned one other point in the entire Bible. That is in Joshua chapter 24, in which a negative detail is said about him. It's said that he worshipped other gods. Islamic writing talks about Terah, the father of Abram, in the sense that he is obstinate and stubborn. Judaism and the rabbinical literature talks about Terah as someone who is outright wicked. Wow. That's just kind of a tale about what happens when we have selective hearing and we only really listen to the things we want to hear, but not really actually what is said. That brings us to Abram. Abram is beautiful. Abram hears. What I mean by that is this. Abram hears the things he wants to hear, but he also hears the things that are hard to hear. And the Lord loved him for that. Well, what was hard for Abram to hear in our text here from Genesis chapter 12? Did you catch the call from the Lord? Leave your country. Leave your people. Leave your father's household. Do you know what the King James Version says right here? It says this, get thee out. Woo! King James, wow. Abram was comfortable. He was serene and peaceful. He had never been to this place called Canaan. It was a dusty, deserted place. I imagine when Abram heard these words, it was hard to hear, but he heard them. Then Abram had some comforting words that I think were easy for him to hear, the blessings that were read. These are the blessings. God says, I will make your name great. I will make you into a great nation, and those who bless you, I will bless. I think Abram listened to what was hard to hear, and he also listened to what was easy to hear. And in verse 4, it just simply says this, Abram went. No dialogue. Abram left. He went. Now let's put it into perspective. I know if I were in Abram's shoes, I would have wanted more information. Like, can you send me some Zillow pictures of what Canaan looks like before I settle in that distant land? Or something like this. My bank account doesn't look so hot. Can I get it to a certain level before I can go, Lord? Or, Lord, can you sign on the dotted line so I know that these blessings will really come to fruition? No, Abram just goes. Abram just leaves. That is why the Apostle Paul, more than Moses, more than Joshua, Paul says Abram's the example. Abram was willing to leave cultural ties, familial ties, his family, to answer the Lord's call. Wow. Again, Abram was willing to hear what he wanted to hear and hear the things that were hard to hear. How can we hear like Abram? How was he able to do this? practically, how can we bring it down to earth and learn something here and be inspired? I think it boils down to this. You know, Abram must have figured out behind the blessings that God had given in Genesis chapter 12, that behind every single blessing there was actually just really one promise behind all of them. And here you go. God promises Abram that his name will be great. What's behind that promise? Abram knows, I got to have a son. If I have a son, then my name can be great. God promises that he will turn him into a great nation. What's behind that promise? A son. If he's got a son, nation, it's happening. God promises to those who bless you, I will bless. What's behind that, again, is a son. In other words, if Abram has a son, all the promises of God open up and all possibilities are possible, are all opportunity, everything that's been promised is possible for Abram. We know how the story goes. Isaac is born. When Isaac is born, Abram's name changes from Abram, which means father, to Abraham, which means father of, anyone know? Quiz. Father of many nations. Father of many is what that means. My friends, how do we hear the things that are hard to hear and the things that are that we want to hear, both of them? I think the same can be said for us. What I mean by that is this. God has given you amazing promises beyond what Abraham received.